I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ. God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and his blood has made me whole. The following is a testimony concerning Leroy Surface, founder and president of Calvary Outreach Ministries. In 1979, a large chunk of molten iron fell into my dad's boot and cooked the flesh. After the boot was cut off, it was discovered that it was burnt all the way to the bone. The doctor told Dad they would put him to sleep and scrape his foot to the bone. The ligaments would be gone, and he would lose the use of several toes. He replied that he was a minister of the gospel and preached that God was a miracle worker. He then asked them to bandage his foot so he could go home, saying, "My God will give me a better deal than you can." Initially, his foot was a burnt black color, but over the next several weeks, the dead flesh turned white. After about 6 weeks, the flesh began to crumble out, leaving a quarter an inch deep hole in his foot that was about 3 inches long and over 1 inch wide. Then skin began to grow over it, and over the next couple months, it filled with new flesh from underneath. His foot did the impossible and completely healed with no scar tissue and no signs that there was ever an injury. Around 1986, a rock from a commercial mower ricocheted off a tire and hit Dad in the eye. The outer skin ruptured, and the eye immediately turned purple. As I drove him towards home, the pain became unbearable, and his vision began to fade. I stopped driving, and laying my hands on him, called on God for a miracle. As we drove on, the pain lifted and the sight returned. We stopped by a pharmacy to buy an eye patch. When the pharmacist saw his eye, he exclaimed, "My God, man, get to the emergency room. The vessels in your eye are all burst, and when the pressure builds up, you will lose your sight. Get to the emergency room as fast as you can." Dad never went to a doctor, but preached that night wearing the eye patch. As he began, he removed the patch and showed his eye to the congregation, saying, "I want you to see what God is going to do for me." His eye healed perfectly with no loss of vision. He is now 85 and reads without glasses. In 2002, in a time of prayer, God spoke to Dad, saying, "You trusted me with your foot, and you trusted me with your eye. Will you trust me with your life?" Dad replied to God, "With all my heart, I want to be one who will trust you with my life." He told me about the question God asked him, but neither of us knew what was about to happen. Several days later, Dad was helping dig a foundation for our publishing building. He was laying on the ground, attempting to cut an old sewer pipe with a grinder when the sewer began to fly into his face, filling his mouth and nostrils. Over the weeks that followed, his body began to turn septic. His breath literally began to smell like a septic tank. As time went on, his heart began to be erratic. Then, working one day, he was struck to the ground with a severe pain in his chest. His liver became hard and swollen with constant pain front and back on the right side. He began to cough up green discharge and began to have pain in his kidneys and bladder. He told me I should prepare for his departure, but I reminded him of what God had asked and said, "I believe you are going to be here for a long time." Strangely enough, he began to fast for another person's healing. On the 28th day of the fast, he awoke with stomach pains and felt he needed a bowel movement. A large discharge of green, knotty slime poured from his bowels. When it was all over, all the symptoms left his body, and his health became better than it had been in many years. He had trusted God with his life, and God renewed his health. About 6 weeks ago, at 85 years of age, Dad had a massive heart attack. After being stabilized and examined in the emergency room and hospital, the cardiologist told him most of his heart was destroyed, and without intervention, he had only a couple of weeks to live. He advised him to check out of that hospital and go to the Methodist Hospital in Houston, Texas. There, after multiple tests, they decided it was too risky to do open heart surgery, but would attempt to open the main artery to his heart with a stent, knowing it might not work. Shortly before they took him in, I texted the following to our family. Everyone knows this is iffy because of the condition of Dad's heart. He has never been in the hands of man, not when the molten metal burnt a hole in his foot, not when a rock burst his eye, not when an angry man put a knife to his belly, not when he swallowed sewer and his body turned septic, and not now. He has always been in the hands of God. Whatever happens today cannot change that. Dad knows more than anyone that he is in the hands of God. When the doctor spoke with us after the surgery, he said he was not able to do anything at all. But, he said, his heart seems to be doing better than we all thought. It has created its own bypasses, and a good amount of blood is flowing into the upper chamber, which is nowhere near as damaged as we thought. What will he be able to do? I asked. Anything he feels like doing, the doctor said. When I finally saw Dad after he awoke from recovery, he asked, Did you hear that their efforts were a complete failure? I then told him all the doctor had told us and said, It sounds to me like we just got a reminder that you are not in the hands of men, but in the hands of God. For almost a month, Dad has been back streaming every morning on Facebook and working 4 to 5 hours in the Behold the Lamb office each day. He is back to ministering 2 services each week at the church and is starting to write his next Behold the Lamb book. For years, I have told people that Dad will preach until God is done with him, then he will die. Dad has always said he would have it no other way. He is still in the hands of God. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. Though 10,000 angels sing, with every voice lifted in